Hey, it's Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Teachers have walked off the job in West Virginia, Kentucky, Oklahoma, and there are rumblings that Arizona could be next. Their demands in each state vary, but they can be boiled down to wanting a bigger piece of the pie, either for themselves or for the schools that they work in. And all this got Michael Lindenberger wondering, should Texas teachers be next? He's an editorial writer and a member of the editorial board for the Dallas Morning News. Welcome to Texas Standard, Michael.
Thank you.
Just to be clear, this piece that you've done for the Dallas Morning News doesn't represent the opinion of the entire editorial board here. This is your own personal opinion, right?
Right. It's a column that I wrote yesterday morning.
Okay. So make the case for why Texas teachers should follow their counterparts in Kentucky and West Virginia and Oklahoma.
Well, you know, I was using it mostly as a rhetorical tool, and I'll tell you why. The legislature is not in session right now, So I don't know how effective it would be for teachers to walk out now to protest anything. I just don't think the timing is right. But looking at the thousands of teachers that have marched out in Oklahoma and Kentucky before that in West Virginia, they are modeling behavior that is getting results, at least it has in West Virginia. And in Texas, we've had, you know, years of struggle to try to get the legislature to make meaningful reform for education financing, and it hasn't worked, you know. And so I think the teachers could look at this example in these other states to realize that they, you know, have a unique sort of leverage.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of the teachers on strike in Oklahoma say, hey, look, we'd be doing a whole lot better if we could cross that border into Texas. I mean, you look at, say, Fort Worth, where the median teacher salary is around $55,000 or so. And in fact, Texas is being cited as a place where teachers do considerably better than some of these other states.
Well, I think that's true. And I think here in Texas, the concern hasn't been nearly so much about teacher pay, which is what they protested in West Virginia about, but rather about funding for education in general. So I don't think you can separate salary concerns with overall support for education.
Someone could make the argument, though, that by encouraging teachers in Texas to consider the strike option, that, I mean, Texas schools are already in such dire straits. Can students afford to miss classroom time, which is what's happening in some of these other states, right? I mean, how would you respond?
Well, first of all, there's no call for strikes from teachers. That's illegal here in Texas. What they've done in Kentucky, where it's also illegal, is use sick days to walk out of their classroom. So that's a technicality, but one, I think it's important.
Okay, I understand. Fair enough. Right.
Calling for the teachers to walk out of their students, I think, is premature. Like I said, right now, teachers walking out would not accomplish anything. But at some point, you can't expect change without people taking strong steps.
You're talking about the practical issue here of improving schools. But you also point out that in 2011, the legislature cut the state school budget by over $5 billion. And many of those lawmakers who voted for that are going to be back in 2019, right? I mean, as a practical matter, why would they change their position on how schools are funded?
I think that's where you have to use leverage. I mean, you know, the House last session put together a school reform package. It didn't get anywhere. The energy, as Speaker Strauss noted in my piece, had been sucked out of the session by things like the bathroom bill. The legislature has restored a good deal of that $5.6 billion, but anybody can look at their local school district and see that the share of funding from the state has significantly declined. It's much more heavily on the backs of the local taxpayers and local school districts. That's something that is a profound failure of leadership on the state of Texas. You know, a couple of years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that it wasn't unconstitutional the way Texas pays for its schools, but it was really, really bad, and called on the legislature to fix it. And they haven't. And I think that's something that everybody ought to be concerned about, and teachers ought to raise their voice, whether they end up walking out of the classroom or not.
Well, let me make sure that I understand what you're suggesting here. Are you or are you not advocating that Texas teachers need to leverage their political power through work action, through job action?
I'm saying it's something they ought to look at when the next time this becomes a live issue. I think the example of these other states shows a few things. One is that teachers do have authority, moral authority, but leverage. The fact in the relevance here in Texas is we've tried a bunch of other things, including litigation, including politics. None of that seems to be working. So the legislators have another chance come January I think the teachers ought to be pretty involved in that discussion.
Michael Lindenberger is an editorial writer, member of the editorial board for the Dallas Morning News. Michael, thanks for taking a few minutes out to talk with the Standard.
Happy to.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.